Safety was the U.S. Department of Transportation's goal in passing the law requiring truckers to use ELDs. Truckers can drive 11 hours but have to rest for 10 consecutive hours.
Clearly, livestock is different than moving plywood.
That's Sterling Brown, the Vice President of Public Policy for the Utah Farm Bureau.
The owners and operators of those cattle or other animals over the years, over decades, over generations, have tried to make sure that the distance between load and drop-off is such where we're not straining health practices to those animals.
Rulon Fowers from Hooper, Utah, owns and operates his own semi. He says truckers usually don't sleep for 10 straight hours.
ELD would be fine if they would change the hours of service and give us more flexibility. But there's no flexibility in the current hours of service. Years ago, we used to be able to drive for 5 hours, sleep for four, and you could keep doing that. And it was wonderful because after 4 hours, I'm ready to go back in the seat again and I can get some work done.
Commercial trucking companies already use systems to regulate their drivers, according to Fowers. He says most drivers who transport live animals invest in their own equipment, which sets them apart from commercial companies.
In my case, one truck and trailer is well over $100,000, and that's used equipment. Why in the world would I drive sleepy when it's my equipment that I paid for, my insurance, that would be canceled if I caused a wreck? So in my opinion, there needs to be a set of rules for an owner-operator who actually owns his equipment versus someone who just drives somebody else's equipment.
Fowler says some people have considered driving in teams of two, but there are only one or two people he would trust to drive while he sleeps in the back, and there is already a shortage of drivers in the industry. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tigert.